Right, if you're seeing this, it means that you are listening or watching this on Spotify or Anchor. Hi, I'm Nick, and this is Walking Movies. However, as you were seeing in the show notes, I have a YouTube channel as well where these videos get uploaded, but also more content, more different things than just me walking around talking about movies, including Nick Tries Things, a show where I try things, and also there's some theme park content, and I'm working on some video game content which will be going on there as well. So look, if you subscribe here, I thank you for your support, but you are missing out if you don't check out the YouTube. So there is a link below in the show notes. It's free to subscribe and you'll get even more content. Is it better than this? Debatable, but the numbers are certainly better, so there is that. But anyway, thank you and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Walking Movies. I am Nick and I'm walking to the cinema. I've still got a little bit of a scarf on. It's the middle of March, it is warming up, but the weather's been a bit temperamental today, so I've got a little snooty thing around my neck. And you join me as I'm walking to the cinema to go and see a new film called Drive Away Dolls. Now, the problem when doing a movie review about a film like Drive Away Dolls is that it's been out for about 3 weeks already everywhere else in the world. So it means that when I upload this video, other than the people that subscribe to the channel, no one will probably watch this review because there's already lots of people talking about this film. I imagine, I haven't checked YouTube, but if a film's been out for that long, you know, it's what you expect. So I'm doing this knowing full well that it's not going to be a popular video. But you know what? I'm walking to the movies. I want to tell you about my experience. And that's what I'm going to do. So, Drive Away Dolls. It is a film directed by Ethan Cumming. It stars Joanne Quigley and Geraldine Viswanathan. I think I've got that correct. I was trying to memorise it before I started recording because I wasn't familiar with either actress. But I think that's how you pronounce the name. I discovered people as well like Beanie Feldstead, Bill Camp, Pedro Pascal, and of course everyone's favourite, Matt Damon. So I saw a trailer for this film a few weeks ago now when I went to see Pretty Little Lies. No, it wasn't called Pretty Little Lies, was it? Whatever that film was. Wicked Little Lies. I think that was the title of the film. So yeah, I saw a trailer for it then. Thought, hey, this looks fun. And why is it not out? And now it's finally out. So I'm going to see it. It runs for a cool 84 minutes. Just to let you know, guys, that's under 90 minutes. That's less than 1.5 hours. This is unusual for a film, and I'm delighted by that because the last film I saw was almost 3 hours long. You know, I've not been back to the cinema since June came out, and it's interesting timing because this film's coming out now, but next week, 22nd of March I believe, is the release of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, officially kicking off the summer blockbuster season in March. Last year I think it was Dungeons & Dragons, which did not fare well, which was very disappointing. But yeah, Ghostbusters. I'm intrigued by the release date for Ghostbusters because the last one came out around Thanksgiving. This one comes out before Easter. It's a strange time, I think, to release a film of that magnitude. But that's what Sony are doing. And I will be going to see it next week. So you'll hear my thoughts about that in a future episode. But yeah, I don't know too much about this film. I said I saw a trailer, it looked quite fun, and you know, hopefully it will be. I'm seeing it on a Sunday afternoon, always a good time to see a film like this, and that's about all I've got to say. So, you know, I'll be back in a little bit with my thoughts on Drive Away Dolls. Is it worth 90 minutes of your time? Let's find out. Oh, it's me again. Yes, I'm running an ad during my own YouTube video. Just to let you know that I've started to do more content on the channel. So if you're just watching Walking Movies, have a look around the YouTube channel. There is more stuff going on, including Nick Tries Things, where I try things. And it's proven quite popular. So, you know, I do more than just talk about movies. Have a look, and please, whatever you do, subscribe to the channel. Thank you. So, in the last few years, we've had some really good LGBTQ plus films, like Bros, and even better than that, Bottoms. And Drive Away Dolls also fits into that category, but is nowhere near as entertaining as either of those two films. It's a real shame. I think that this will definitely have an audience. It will definitely be beloved by some people, but it just did not work for me. It's directed by Ethan Coen, one of the Coen brothers, and you can kind of tell that it's got some of those familiar traits that you get with Coen brothers films. It's a road trip crime comedy, I guess. The problem is, it's just not funny. It's not funny at all. I didn't laugh out loud once. The cast are good. I mentioned Pedro Pascal. He's in it for a hot minute. Pretty similar with Matt Damon. They're not in it, you know, particularly long. Their characters are much smaller parts of the overall story. Got no problem with that. I've got no problem with that at all. That's just information for you, I guess. But it's a road trip crime comedy without the jokes. Just didn't find it very funny. No, and the thing is, it wasn't just me. Like, I think I heard a few people laugh once during the whole film. And for a film that, you know, I was talking about the fact, you know, it's 86 minutes, wow. You don't get many films like that. I've never known a film under 90 minutes drag so much as this, which is really, really bizarre. I think one of the things that I really like about the film as well is there is all of these weird sequences which I guess were supposed to represent like an acid trip or something. Like, all the colours were all kind of like weird, and you had swirly images and a little bit like the beginning to Tales of the Unexpected with the dancing woman. These popped up every now and again for no real reason at all. They didn't play into the story. They were just like kind of interludes to get you to the next bit, but there was no real rhyme or reason as to why they were. And it felt very much like somebody who had just left film school or something and was trying to show how impressive they were, how skillful they were. For what purpose? It just seemed really weird, like a really weird choice. And the editing itself, I didn't like. It had a lot of kind of weird switches. Like the screen would revolve, or the screen would kind of like pop down, as if somebody was going through like the different options you get on iMovie or something. Like, really, really weird. And so I can see why some people might like this film, but it just did not gel with me at all. It didn't help but that one of the lead characters just wasn't a particularly likeable character. And there's often this argument when it comes to films and TV about, I've heard this before, like, people said that it was really hard for them to enjoy Breaking Bad or The Sopranos because the lead character in those shows were not nice people. But I think you can enjoy something where the main character maybe isn't a particularly good person or doesn't have good morals or anything like that, if there's a reason to kind of root for them. I just didn't feel like this film had that at all. I'm disappointed. I'm surprised at how disappointed I've been in the film, actually. And it'd be interesting to now go and see. It'd probably be like The Beekeeper. I'll go and see a load of reviews after. People are like, hey, this film's great. I'm just like, okay. So the thing is, I can understand why people might like it. It just clearly wasn't for me. And the thing is, I also mentioned films like Bros and Bottoms because I'm a straight white male. These films, clearly, I'm not the intended audience for. Right? You know, I can't relate to some of the issues or some of the experiences that the characters have in these films. That said, I can still enjoy those films and have enjoyed those films. So, it's a tough one. I'm going to score it 5 out of 10. You know, it wasn't awful. I'm glad I've seen it. I've not really got the urge to go and watch it again. If I find out why I was wrong to feel this way about the film, you know, I might revisit it at some point, but I can't really recommend it. That's really where it kind of comes down to. And that's just my opinion. And that's one thing I'll always say as well, right? I don't think anyone watches my reviews and goes, oh, well, Nick hated this film, so I'm not going to go and see it. Or Nick really liked this film, so I wasn't going to see it, but now I'm going to go and see it. Like, I don't think anyone should use reviews as a complete decision-making tool. But, you know, I do think listening to what people have got to say about films, you know, is interesting. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this. But this just didn't work for me, and I'm disappointed that I've come away feeling like that. So there you go. Would I recommend you see this at the cinema? Nah. I saw it, weirdly, on quite a big screen. It was on in a screen that I don't obviously show films in, but what I mean is that I don't go in that particular screen very often, and it was actually quite a large screen for a small room. And I don't think anything was gained or lost by seeing it on the big screen. I think you could watch this at home and enjoy it or not enjoy it. So yeah, 5 out of 10. It was fine, but it wasn't as good as I hoped it would be. And I know my friends in Australia saw this a few weeks ago and did enjoy it, so I'm going to be interested to listen to their review and find out what they liked about the film that I didn't. So there we go. So that's it for this review. As for the next film I expect to go and see is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Then a few days after that, Kong X Godzilla comes out, which is weird. Like, so the kind of all these films are coming out really quickly, and then a few days after that, Kung Fu Panda 4 comes out, which has already come out in some markets, out in the US, I believe, right now. So yeah, that's it. that's all I've got. So thank you very much, and until next time, just remember the Flint lives.